Support for NPR comes from ADP. Say you're in HR and a solar flare adds an extra hour to each day. How would this impact business? ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to help your business take on the next anything. ADP, always designing for people.
Love stories are close to many of our hearts, and when we want one, nothing else will do. We want to swoon, maybe laugh and cry. We want that romance. I'm Linda Holmes, and today we're recommending great books for people who love love stories on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Mattress Firm. How do you sleep at night? Mattress Firm can help anyone sleep at night. Mattress Firm's sleep experts receive 200-plus hours of training annually to help you get your best rest. Upgrade your sleep with a Tempur-Pedic mattress made with a one-of-a-kind, infinitely adaptable Tempur material for exceptional support to help alleviate aches and pains. Get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and sleep at night.
Joining me, is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Hey, today is Lauren Migaki. She's a producer for NPR's Education Desk. And back in an earlier time in all of our lives, she was a producer for this very podcast. Welcome back to the show, Lauren.
Thanks for having me, Linda.
We probably don't need to explain what a love story is, but you should note that NPR's Books We Love project is chock full of personal and deeply felt book recommendations in lots of genres. And that's where we're looking for these particular titles. Lauren, what pick is up first?
Yeah, so my first pick is Thank You for Listening by Julia Whalen. She is an author, but she's also a prolific audiobook narrator. Linda, I know she narrated your books.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know Julia quite well, and I had nothing to do with this pick. I saw it roll in just like the other ones, but I do know Julia, and she did narrate my two books. So,
I mean, obviously, I work in public radio, so audio is my love language. So she wrote this book, Thank You for Listening. It's a romance about a fictional audiobook narrator named Swanee Chester. Swanee had a terrible accident where she lost an eye, and it sort of forced her to give up her dreams of becoming an actress, which is how she kind of falls into audiobook narration. And she gets this lucrative offer to narrate a romance series with the Romeo of the audiobook world, Brock McKnight.
Brock McKnight.
The two start texting over kind of nerdy audio things like pronunciation. And, you know, of course, that leads to more texting. And before you know it, they're flirting and things seem really great. But just like any relationship, you know, the emotional baggage sort of starts to creep in. You know, Swanee is really struggling to come to terms with who she was before the accident and kind of let go of those dreams to embrace new ones. And I think it's a really relatable challenge in a love story. You know, I think so often in relationships, the thing that holds us back isn't like this big dramatic thing. It's just that we get in our own heads. And so the thing I really like about this book is that it holds a lot of nuance that makes the characters feel more real.
Yeah. And I think at the same time, like as you sort of alluded to, if you're a person who either listens to a lot of audiobooks or especially like works in audio,
yes,
there's a lot that's really kind of intimate familiarity with all these things. So
yes,
you do get a certain amount of like, yes, this is true of recording.
And she fills it with like little nuggets for people like that.
Yeah.
Like she thinks her Bluetooth headphones are connected and she's like listening to this explicit love scene, and turns out she's broadcasting it to everyone around her. So
yeah, it is a really fun book. I enjoyed it a lot. Again, that is Julia Whalen's Thank You for Listening. Lauren, what is your second pick?
My next pick is I Kissed Shara Wheeler by Casey McQuiston. I kind of think of this book as like queer teenage Harriet the Spy. It's a YA novel set in a Christian high school in Alabama, you know, with all that entails. And just before graduation, Shara Wheeler kisses Chloe Greene. And this is crazy because Shara is the principal's daughter. She's a goody two-shoes. She's dating the football jock. And she's basically Chloe's academic nemesis. They've been competing for the title of valedictorian ever since they met. So yeah, Shara kisses Chloe out of nowhere and then totally vanishes. And she leaves behind this trail of clues of where she is in these pink envelopes. So Chloe starts looking for her. She's joined by two other dudes that also kissed Shara, one being her jock boyfriend. The other's like this angsty bad boy type. And this like ragtag trio are tearing apart their small town in search of these clues. And they get into these kinds of shenanigans that I always like dreamed of getting into in high school. You know, they're breaking into the school after hours and sneaking into the principal's office. And ultimately, this scavenger hunt kind of ends up revealing more about themselves than it does about Shara. But it's just a really sweet, comforting reminder that everyone feels like they don't fit in high school, even though it's set against this backdrop of, like, it's a Christian school that seems to kind of condemn LGBTQ kids. Like, there's this, like, note of triumph in it.
Absolutely. And I have very much enjoyed Casey's other books, Red, White, and Royal Blue, and One Last Stop, both of which are delightful. And I have not read this one yet, and I'm very excited to, because I'm a big fan. Yeah. So that, again, is I Kissed Shara Wheeler by Casey McQuiston. Lauren, what is your third pick?
It's Book Lovers by Emily Henry. And it feels a little bit like cheating to recommend Emily Henry as a romance. I don't know, it's like recommending Agatha Christie to like a mystery lover. But this book, it's just so good. And I can't help it. Like, I'm basic. Like, I love it. And so I want to talk about it.
I don't think it makes you basic.
Right. Like, I'm wearing my Ugg boots and like reading this book, which is about fellow book lovers falling in love. Right.
Yeah.
For one, I like that it kind of playfully skewers this like Hallmark movie trope. The main character is kind of at first glance more of a villain type. She's a city slicker, workaholic, kind of seems like a jerk. And she gets dragged to this idyllic small town on vacation by her sister. There, she runs into her work enemy, who is also a cold-hearted New Yorker, who's a book editor. His name is Charlie. Turns out Charlie's family owns the failing bookshop in town, which is like where we start to cue the Hallmark movie music. And then over the course of this vacation, the two start to get to know each other. And the way I describe the chemistry between the two of them is it like felt like it was like crackling off of the page. Emily Henry has this like ability to write flirty dialogue that feels like really authentic and like something people would say, but is also just so much funnier than anything I've ever like said aloud.
Yeah.
There's a scene where like Charlie and Nora have this email exchange about Bigfoot erotica that just had me clutching my side.
Yes, that is a very funny section. And I think like it makes a lot of sense to me that people have so been in love with this book, partly because it is a book about book people, not just a bookstore, but also like a book agent and book editors. And it really gets into kind of the book business, and you can kind of roll around in that a little bit, kind of as we talked about with Julia's book. You know, there's a lot of, I think, interesting detail based on experience for anybody who is interested in that. And if you're a person who loves books, why not read a book that kind of salutes you for being a person who loves books, you know?
Yeah, the other thing is that, like, they fell into their careers because they love books, and neither of them are really, like, ultimately have to change their ways or are shamed for, like, loving their jobs and for kind of being workaholics. It kind of allows you to embrace just, like, who you are.
Well, I think it's safe to say that Emily Henry probably has plenty of appreciation for people in all different parts of the book business. And that makes all the sense in the world. So again, that is Book Lovers by Emily Henry. If you want to discover even more love stories NPR loves, visit npr.org/bestbooks. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for being here once again, Lauren.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. This episode was produced by Candace Lim and Mike Katziff and edited by Jessica Reedy. The Books We Love team is Beth Novi, Natalie Escobar, Maureen Powell, and Megan Collins Sullivan. Hello Come In provides our theme music. I'm Linda Holmes, and we will see you all tomorrow.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines is passionate about empowering other small businesses.
In the last several years, there are more business owners than we can count. Businesses are opening up quite frequently. And I think that shows the need, the dreams, and the desires of the community to have the independence and to have the financial freedom that's important to them. The reason why it's so important to me to be out there to share information and to educate the community is because I know that a dream doesn't always help you to be successful. You need the competency, you need the wisdom, you need the knowledge. That's where we come in as State Farm agents. Our ability to be able to teach over 100 years of experience in this world to say, hey, we got you. You got this and we got this. Let's do it together.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.